Hello?
Hey, Warrington and Sheldon here.
Yeah, sure.
Do you have a moment? We had to go through the brochure.
Sure. Give me, I'm downstairs.
Okay.
Hold on.
No problem. Take your time.
Okay. Sorry, we're going through all of this.
No problem, Sheldon, no problem.
Yeah, I know. It puts you in a bit, not the best of light. And anyway, let's get it straight. I'm, as I said, I'm optimistic with your help. You're, you know, diligent and are open to work with us. So hold on. I'm going to go upstairs. My wife has it open. Hold on.
You spent the last almost 30 years trying to control the pain. Is that correct? Okay. So basically, a substantial part of you, correct?
Sheldon's on my game.
Yeah, there's still a bank.
Okay.
Is that what we're doing now?
Yes, he's on the line.
Okay.
I need to get it up on my computer. So you can help me with that.
Ooh.
Yeah. You need more heat.
It's cold.
Okay.
Don't you feel it?
I just walked up, so yes.
Okay. It's in your mail, I assume.
It is.
I guess it's under Sheldon's name.
It was this morning's email with attachment.
Okay, I'm going to have you do that because I, you know where you saw it and I don't see it.
Oh, sure.
Okay, hold on, I got it.
Okay.
I think this is it. I hope we can find.
How did that key led to you guys, or if anything being identified?
We can go back and find them.
You know, it's a person, your brother.
Everything okay, guys?
Yes, yeah. She's getting it up on my computer.
Okay.
I have to download first.
Yeah.
Hi, Sheldon.
Hey, Gigi, how are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good.
Yeah. I just have to get him, get it opened.
By the way, did you review yesterday's one or the one that I sent today?
The one you sent today. It's was sent finished at 9:37, it says.
Yeah, I sent one, but like the first thing I came, I like sent to that one. So I looked up all the notes and everything. I think everything is according to the notes. I don't think anything's missing.
Well, not really, not everything. I don't want to get into all of that because we're going to correct it, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't want to. Oh shoot! I can't find the other one. Hold on. Yeah, there are some mistakes. And again, I know that happens when you edit. Every time you read it, you can find something different. So
yeah.
It's not but some of these are pretty. Oh, hold on a second. I don't know what happened to that window. I got the one open. Okay, here we go. Yeah, I know that happens, but some of these are just, and some of, a couple of them, I don't know how deeply we discussed them, but anyway, we'll work on it.
Sure, I'm actually here to just go through it and know any mistakes that are there and get them corrected.
Okay. Appreciate that. Let me open this up for you. Warrington, you just have to use your sidebar to get where we are.
Okay. Are we starting at the very beginning?
Yeah, because that's where the first mistake is.
Okay.
We're on the back brochure.
Sure.
With Edward Parker.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Let me tell you the first one I saw. Also, I'm just going to ask you this, even though we haven't got there. There's some words in here that have a blue background. Do you
have
see
a
that?
Blue background?
Yes.
I don't see on my end. I don't see anything with a blue background.
Okay, when we get to it, I'll tell you what it is. Okay, the third sentence, Edward Parker, although, do you see although it's the third sentence?
Yeah, although born free.
Although born free, comma, that has to have a comma.
Okay.
At the age of 20, that's right. And also, although born free at the age of 20, he had to petition spelled incorrectly. There's two, three T's in there.
Yeah.
You see that one?
Yeah, I see it.
Okay. He had to petition, blah, 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 which enabled him to fly. There's so many he's in there. I know we're talking about Edward Parker, but I would say although born free, comma, at the age of 20, Edward had, I would take that second comma out, at the age of 20, Edward had to petition the marriage court. Not he.
Okay,
that's that. Go on. August 1823.
Mm-hmm.
That should be a comma, not a period.
Wait. Why would that be a period? Why would that be a comma? Sorry. Why would that be a comma?
It says the Maryland Hall of State in Indianapolis on the 18th of August, 1823. That's not a sentence.
That is capital. That's the problem. That's the problem. But the rest of it, because isn't that related to how he got the certificate? Isn't the date related to the certificate, or is the date related to him becoming a seaman?
Read that sentence, the Maryland Hall of State.
After Edward received his freedom certificate to travel out of state from the Maryland Hall of State in Annapolis on...
It says after he received that, there's nothing written after that. After he received his certificate to travel on the 18th of August, 1823, what? I mean, it's got a period there. So that's the end of that thought? No, that's not the end of that thought.
Brenda, just cutting you off here. That date is related to him getting the certificate, right?
Yeah, but it says after he received it.
I think you guys are looking at the wrong file. Because
no,
I see on my end is after Edward received his freedom certificate to travel out of state from the Maryland Hall of State in Annapolis on the 18th of August, 1823. That's what I have on my end. Are you sure you're looking at the right file?
No, I have the same thing. It has a period after that. But it's... that's a clause. After Edward received his freedom certificate to travel out of state from the Maryland Hall of State in Indianapolis on the 18th of August, 1823, it's a period. And that's
so you want this to be a single sentence. I assumed you wanted it to be a separate sentence. That's why I added the period. I didn't actually...
No.
Okay.
It can't be a separate sentence because it's a clause. It has after he received it. Then what happened after he received it? I also think you said Edward became a seaman and a short period became a renowned seaman. I don't think that Edward became a renowned seaman, period. That tells you after he received his certificate to travel, he became a renowned seaman. Period.
Okay.
Does that make sense to you now?
Yeah, that makes sense. Last time we discussed, like, we went over this exact thing, but since you didn't point it out, I assume you were okay with it, right?
Yeah.
That's why I didn't change it.
As I said, each time you read it, you see something different. But I also am counting on you guys to be the editors. I'm not an editor. I haven't trained to be an editor. I don't claim to be one. I just happen to see when there are mistakes. So even though we may not have said anything, it's not my responsibility to find these things. But I will. Okay, now I think that's all on this one. Unless you see something when you're doing your editing.
Because I specifically left this out. Because you guys were fine with this, I specifically left this out. I went through this word by word with you guys, so we are on the exact same page. I do understand the mistake with the petition, but I left this specifically. I understood that this should have been a comma, but given that you were okay with the period, I left it as a period. That's why
Sheldon, I need to say this again, and it's not to be rude. I am not an editor. I don't want you to count on me to edit this book. I didn't say anything because I didn't catch it. But that's your job, not my job.
Okay.
So if there are other things in here that we didn't catch and you think, oh, wow, they didn't say anything, but that's wrong, then let us know. I am not an editor.
Okay, I understand.
Okay, then we go to this up here. Lavinia was born in Virginia.
Hold on, I need to get to, how do I get?
We're on the black page.
I know, but how do I get there? Hold on.
Sure.
You just... down at the bottom, see there's a scroll.
I didn't see that.
There's a scroll bar.
I didn't see it.
Hold on. Right here. See it? And there's a scroll bar over here to get you to the top.
Okay. But they did correct the top, Warrington S. Parker.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah,
yes,
there are corrections in here. I'm just saying there's still some mistakes. So I.
Thanks for putting that in, correcting that.
Also, Lavinia, she freed him from servitude. That was a change.
Mm-hmm.
There are quite a few changes in here. I'm not talking about the ones that were changed. We got that.
Yeah.
Okay. Then where it says Edward also established. It should be Edward and Lavinia, because they're married. established a business on the land?
Well, the reason why it's not added, because if you go forward, Edward also established a business on the land he purchased from Government Levitt on Fowl River in Theodore, Alabama. On this land, he, along with Lavina, now this mentions Lavina for going forward, establishes a wood cutting and chipping business. So it's already added, so adding it twice wouldn't make sense.
Well, no, I was going to say that, but this one says Edward also established a business on the land. But it says also, so it's referring back to what he did before. And it wasn't. It was Edward and Lavinia established a business on the land. And then down there where you're talking about also just needs to, you can also just leave Edward established a business, but also would refer to something else.
Okay.
In addition, take out also, don't put Lavinia, they just say he established.
Did hold on. Go, the way this has started, it wasn't Lavinia Parker born.
Oh, that's right. It was
Lavinia was born in Virginia.
Yeah, you have to take, she wasn't a Parker yet.
So,
at the very top, when you start this page,
so what should I say? I don't know the second name of Lavinia Parker.
We don't either. That's why we never referred to her. We only referred to her as Lavinia.
Just being very honest with you guys, we don't have to maintain a chronological timeline over here. Because we are stating, and for us, for you guys, for your family, because this is for your family, right? So for your family, she's Lavinia Parker. So calling her Lavinia Parker in this case is fine. That's my perspective.
Warrington says he's okay with it, so I am too.
Okay.
I didn't catch it. Edward established a business on the land he purchased. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
He's on this land, he along with Athenia. That's fine. Okay. Where they also opened a restaurant. There's a blue background on RE and a blue background on UR.
Wait. Also,
really?
I don't see that on my end, so
it doesn't have it either, so it must be my computer.
Yeah.
Okay. If you see, you don't see color, so you sure you
don't
see it?
Mm-hmm.
You don't see it darker or anything?
No.
Okay, good. It's over here. Also, we talked yesterday, according to the paper down at the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
Under, we talked about according to the paper written, and I said it wasn't the paper, it was research document or something. It wasn't just the paper.
I don't think we have a word on this, because I can't recall. I have notes from every timeline that we went through, the entire document.
Okay. I have it written down, so I feel I talked about it. But if I didn't, that's fine. Just take out research document, please. I mean, take out paper. It just sounds trivial according to the paper written. It wasn't a paper. It was a research document.
But when we say it in this context, according to the paper written, that paper is considered like writing an article or writing a document. That is the regular way to talk about a document.
Please
like in terms of,
that.
Okay, I can change that, no problem.
Research document.
Into.
For us, that's trivial paper.
Okay.
We're at the bottom. Now we're over at Edward and his son Francis, over to the next spot.
Okay.
Let me look at my over here because let me see where that is. Remember when we talked about moving at the age of 37? He married.
Yeah.
Okay. Also, Warrington, you have in here something about great. I would like to see put in here.
What?
On October. Okay. Wait. It was born. Oh no. About other land in there. Francis Yago Parker, my great grandfather. You see where we are at the top?
Yeah, I do.
I would put my great, because they don't know who he is. I mean, even though you talked about him earlier, you're introducing him again. My great grandfather was born in 1829.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, that's okay.
So you want me to remove the Francis Jago Parker name and replace it with my great-grandfather?
No, leave Francis Jago Parker, comma,
uh-huh.
My great-grandfather,
okay.
Comma, was born.
Okay.
It could be a comma, Mobile, Alabama, not a period.
Right. I was going to say that one. Do you hear him?
Isn't that a comma? It looks like a comma on my...
No, it's a period. I have it very enlarged. It's a period.
Okay. Maybe it's because of the enlargement I didn't catch it, so because it looks like a period to me, yeah.
Those are little things.
Yeah.
On October 1863, at the age of 37...
Yeah.
Francis married
my dad's great grandmother.
Grandmother, it's not great. She's not great.
Okay.
But
so wait, if Francis Jago Parker is great grandfather, doesn't that make her the great grandmother?
No, Francis is Warrington's great-grandfather. Clemencia would be his great-grandfather, but this says my dad's grandmother. Should be my dad's grandmother.
Okay.
My great-grandmother.
Right.
Married Clemency, okay. At the we already have that. At the time, she was 21. Is that right? Yeah, at the time, she was 21. Instead of Win Clemency, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did have all department? Yeah. That's great.
Okay, another one. Honoré. That's a quotation mark. That's not an accent mark over the E.
That's a what?
Yeah.
That's a quotation mark over honoree Collins.
Uh-huh.
We need an accent mark over the E.
Oh, you need an accent mark. Okay. Got it.
Also, Maximilian Collins. Collins, in this one, well, let's see, they've been there several times. It's two L's, but this only has one L. Maximilian Collins. Established St. Rosa of Lima. That has one L. Should be two L's.
Okay. Let me put this in. R-E with a... what's that called? And just goes to accent mark. Then accent mark. Okay, then there is Maximilian Collins established Saint Rose, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Also, scoot down where it says he also built a one-room school for trio children. That's a period there. It should be a comma, which is still there today.
This Zoom is really causing problems because it looks like a comma to me, but I think if you zoom it in, it looks like a period.
Yeah, it is a period for my...
No, it's a period.
Copy.
That's fine.
I don't know what the skill there to be. I would just take that out.
Okay, then put a period and say, don't have which is still there today, and then you can leave the period.
Okay.
Yeah.
Move.
Because he said it's not
which
sure.
is still there today. Okay.
Yeah, take that out.
Okay, I put it in to take that out. What else?
Okay, now we're going to the front of the brochure.
Okay.
Sheldon, I just need to say this. I don't know if I caught everything. So as you're doing your editing, please.
I'll be thorough this time. I'll be thorough and according to my perspective, okay?
All right, yeah, because I don't know. Right in the beginning on page one, it says, Coralie DeVerney was a New Orleans French Creole. That has to have a possessive comma S for New Orleans.
A what?
Comma.
Okay, New Orleans, comma, French. Okay, got it.
Not a comma. New Orleans, it should be.
New Orleans. Okay, got it. I understand.
A possessive S, yes. A possessive S.
But is it not New Orleans, like, New Orleans is, like, doesn't it come with an S? That doesn't...
No, but this has to have, between the N and the S, it has to have a, I don't know what the, I can't think of the name right now, but it has to have a possessive S on it. You put a little, I can see it on my computer. It's over there by the L. It's right next to the turn key, that mark.
You want to say, like, New Orleans, you want it to be a possessive, like New Orleans French Earl, right?
Right,
you have
right.
to add another S to it. Like, to be exact, you just have to add an SN to it.
You can't put an S to it because that's not
Yeah,
the way
because there's
said.
Already an S there, so all we have to do is just put an inverted comma.
Right, right.
Got it.
He met my granddad here.
Yeah.
This is first. Okay, that seems to be okay. You see anything more here?
No, I'm looking at it now.
I just got the page.
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, what else?
Okay, hold on. You said he worked and lived in the household of Peter Alba. You probably should say here quotation. My grandfather. He was your great grandfather.
Grandfather.
Yeah, it needs to. No, he wasn't. Big Daddy was your grandfather.
Yeah, right.
He was your. Okay. After household of Peter Alba, if you could put in quotes, not quotes, but parentheses, my grandfather, and then put a period.
No, no.
Okay.
I mean, my great grandfather.
Yes.
Wait. What's in front? And
want
me to put in Peter after Peter Alba?
You can just use that comma there. My great grandfather.
Yes.
Period.
Okay.
And then
but
say,
then we can't connect it to a descendant of the Spanish family.
No, that you have a period. So you capital he was a descendant.
Yeah, then it would be he was a descendant. Okay. Peter Alba, my great grandfather?
Yes.
My great grandfather. He was a descendant. Okay.
And it says Peter Alba was a landowner in Mobile County, comma, Alabama.
Mobile County, okay.
Then you have they did not marry. It should be Rebecca Days and Peter Alba did not marry, but had two children.
That's a, don't need to be together on that.
No, but had two children.
Rebecca Days, right?
Rebecca Days and Peter Alba did not marry, comma, but had two children. And then you can put their names.
Yeah.
Okay.
Together is out.
Yeah, that's why I said, that's why I reworded it, because we took out together. And he did take it out.
Okay, Peter Days was an entrepreneur who skillfully improved his business. And I think that, and this entire section is fine, I think. Scrubs, he also was my style.
Yeah, but I this doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't rewrite. First, Peter Alba gave him a horse and a wagon. You should say, his father, Peter Alba, comma, gave him a horse and a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, not first.
Yep.
Okay. His father.
Peter Alba gave him a horse and a wagon, with which Big Daddy, do you want to say Big Daddy? You got he in that. Confusing. You can say which. Let's say which Big Daddy sold crops in the Mobile market.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to say with which Big Daddy sold crops?
Or Warrington said, Warrington just said you can say which Peter Day. Sold crops.
Yeah, he wasn't called Big Daddy at that time.
That's true. But you're referring back to him. So it doesn't have to be chronological, just what
okay.
Sheldon said earlier. But that's probably fine with Big Peter Days. Also fits pigs and
so, can we get back, because I'm still lost. Which Peter, you just have to say which Peter Days sold crops, with which
right.
Peter Days sold crops, right?
Sold crops in the Mobile market.
Okay. Okay. Mobile market, and then comes he also raised livestock such as pigs and planted pecans to pay taxes.
Yes.
He owned the Golden Eagle Club, Neshoba.
And the now Brookley Field neighborhood.
Yes.
Right.
Well, let me.
You told him yesterday what it was.
Sheldon.
Which the government bought to.
Yeah.
Which that's what we talked about yesterday. That's the only reason I know. Which the government
yes.
bought the land.
Yes, we did talk about
Brookley
that.
For the Brookley Field Airport?
Air Force. During World War II, Sheldon,
yes.
the government purchased my grandfather's Golden Eagle for the establishment of the Brookley Field Air Force Base.
Okay, so should I remove the neighborhood and say Air Force Base?
It was U.S. Air Force.
Because the thing is, if you recall correctly from our last conversation, the reason why we couldn't add everything that it was bought from the government and they made it for this and into this was because it would extend the paragraph above the allocated area. So we won't be able to fit it in completely. That's why you told me to just leave it as it is, right?
The government purchased the land.
Okay.
Purchased
put
the
that
property.
In. I'll put that in.
Is that right, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The government purchased this property for the airport.
Yeah, they did.
Then we'll remove then we'll have to remove the now Brookley Field neighborhood. We'll just put in the government purchased his property for Brookley Field Air Base.
Yeah. The property is the Golden Eagle.
No, he's got Golden Eagle.
Okay. Thanks for your patience, Sheldon.
No problem, no problem.
Eventually, he purchased trust to start a moving business.
Yeah.
His two sons, Nelson and Peter Jr., took care of the business after his death. That's good. Peter Days married Melissa Gatewood from Mobile, and the couple had six children. He died from a heart attack while preparing to go to work on December 8th, leaving a great legacy and over 12 acres of land to his family.
Yeah.
Is there anything? I still feel that odd down at the bottom. But that's okay.
What?
To put that at the very end.
Well, he died and did leave that.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mm-hmm. So I guess we're fine till the end then, right?
Yeah,
that's fine. And then the life of Warrington, you did change that.
I like that.
That's good.
Yeah, I got that change on the main cover as well. I sent the cover to you too as well, right?
Yes, you did.
And under the book cover, the story, no.
Yeah, it's
the life. The life of Warrington S. Parker.
That sounds right.
That's good. Okay, that's it.
Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to get these changes done today, okay? Now,
yes.
Fine.
Can you guys do me a favor?
What's that?
Can you guys do me a favor? Talk to Daniel. He's having a really tough day because of this. So can you please talk to Daniel and just, confirm that everything's okay. I'm getting this done. So there's going to be no problems going further, okay?
Sure.
Because we discuss a lot of new revisions right now. Aside from very small commas and all, I think everything was according to what you told me previously, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me talk to Daniel. He'll give you a call in a bit, okay? And I'll send you the revision by today, okay?
You know what? If you can't, like you said yesterday, we were not rushing that. You
mm-hmm.
send it when you can send it. I mean, we're not rushing that. We'd rather have
it
right. Yeah, we'd rather have it right than rushed here. So.
Because
the thing is,
I did this yesterday and I completed it in the morning and I sent it to you guys, right? Now.
Yeah.
According to Daniel, everything was done the right way, and he was pretty, we thought we did a pretty good job on this, but when I talked to Daniel, he told me that you guys were disappointed in what I sent you.
No, we did not say that. We said there were still mistakes. That's what we said today. There were still mistakes.
He feels like you guys are very disappointed with the work.
Well, there was a major mistake because you didn't change the Warrington S. Parker. You saw there were big mistakes that we had talked about. But, I don't want to get in the middle of you and Daniel because I don't talk to Daniel. Warrington does.
Mm-hmm.
But we even told him we didn't need it rushed like that. We'd rather have it correct than to have it rushed.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah, what we said to him, and he called us, we did not call him, there were still mistakes, and there were. just like today, there were still mistakes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But, I mean, if you need us to tell him that everything is okay, we can do that. Because we appreciate your time right now and the time you took to go over these things.
Because it would be he was looking forward to, you know, starting something new with you guys as well. I think that's what really made him disappointed, because he was looking to start a new venture and just, you know.
Yeah, we're aware of that, but what we told him, and we'll say it to you too, is we don't want to start anything until we see a book that is done completely without mistakes. And
mm-hmm.
we use this as an example that had we not gone over this, those things would have stayed.
Okay, I understand.
And the other thing, I do want to say one more thing. The other thing is, when you tell me that we didn't comment on something that you saw that should be corrected, that
mm-hmm.
worries me, because that's what your job is to comment on things that...
That is true. I understand, Brenda, but sometimes what happens is, if because what we understood from a few revisions that were done, that there are a few things that you, especially like in terms of the brochure, this is something personal for you guys, right? So when we went through all of this, I assume this was something that was personal to you and you want to see it in your vision only. The book is something completely different from this. The book that we don't go through the book word by word. The reason why I left that out specifically is because I thought, okay, this is exactly how you want it. That's why you're going word to word with me on this. That's why it's left here like this. The book is something completely different.
Well, check with us then when you see something wrong, rather than leave it and assume. Just say, you know, this doesn't sound right. Maybe they didn't see it. Just assume we didn't see it if it sounds wrong.
Okay. I got it.
That's fair.
Okay. Well, let me get this corrected and get this done for you guys, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you so much.
No problem. No problem. Take care, guys. Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.